Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting sixth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Hydeman. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a pop-up towards the mound. Travers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil takes first base on ball four. Bry moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bry scores. Heil moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Heil moves to third. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is called out on strikes. Borgman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lascano out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hile hits a line drive into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell bunts towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sharp, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lizcano strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cusick. The throw from Porter and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Borgman hits a line drive towards third. Hydman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 2 in the game. Joshua strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Sharp moves to second. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lizcano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Castro now pitching. Lyman Bostock pinch hits for Steve Bry. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Carew hits a fly ball towards center. Joshua catches it and throws to second to double up Bostock. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Lyman Bostock now playing center field. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Jack Hyndman. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. Tim Johnson now playing third base. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 3 in the game. Joshua strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.